Happy holidays and what a year it's been. A great day to be alive on the best of Kyle Breston Nortman from 2025. I'm Alex Stroph, the producer of Kyle Breston Nortman weekdays from 2 until 5 on ESPN Wisconsin. As we approach the end of the calendar year, I think it's important to go through some stats of KBN in 2025. We had an engagement. Congratulations to Kyle and baby girl. We had a marriage. Congrats to Ben and his baby girl. We had a surgery, Brad's vocal cords, and as you listen over the course of the next 3 hours, you're going to hear a couple different variations of Brad's voice. We had a baby, baby Nortman, welcome to the world earlier this fall, and only 9 wins this year, and are you smarter than Ben Brust for Ben Brust, who couldn't beat anybody in the game that is named after him. My favorite thing about working with these three knuckleheads, 3 hours a day, 15 hours a week, and then some, is how much I laugh. What a bunch of idiots we are. So in the spirit of laughing and being idiots, the next 3 hours will celebrate the most idiotic, hilarious moments from KBN in 2025. We start with maybe my favorite story from the show this year, and it dates back to February when Ben Brust pretended to be a journalist and got it wrong. Back on February 6th, prior to the Super Bowl, Brust reported that the Packers and Steelers would meet in Dublin, Ireland in the 2025 NFL season. We know that ultimately didn't happen. Here's Big J Benny back in February.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
It's a great day to be alive on Friday. Kyle Brust and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. What's the breaking news, Stroh?
Watch out, Adam Schefter. Here comes Ben Brust.
I would like to make an official statement that this is likely a one-hit wonder. Ben Brust is your favorite one-hit wonder band in terms of breaking news, as yesterday night on Twitter X at Ben Brust, there had been many reports of a game in Dublin, Ireland in the 2025 NFL season. Rumors that the Green Bay Packers, rumors that the Pittsburgh Steelers would connect. But sources told me it is becoming official, and the date becoming official, September 28th. Cool. I stand by my reporting.
Cool.
This sounds so weird, doesn't it? I stand by my reporting? Who the hell am I?
Who the hell trusted you with this information?
Right? Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman, Alex Stroph running the show. UKBN Nation at the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776.
What did you break? I don't even know what you're talking about.
When I'm talking about the Carbless Talk and Text Line, please. Now what?
I said, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Kyle didn't know what was going on until 11 o'clock this
morning. No, not at all. Not at all. Well, you broke what?
I mean, essentially, there'd been... Are you kidding me? I just said it. Were you not listening the last minute and a half?
I was reading actually the post on hilarious responses to you breaking news. I don't think they believe you.
No, definitely not.
I don't think they believe this breaking news that
Rob Domofsky, Jason Wilde, two trusted Packers reporters, did co-sign the report. So
oh wow.
I feel so weird saying co-signing the report.
Has anybody reached out to you?
I am not a journalist.
Has anybody reached out to you at all?
No.
Oh, wait a minute now. I'm going to take my behind back home or that coughing.
No. It's just some excess phlegm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, now.
We're all good.
I hope so.
We are
so.
All good.
All right, now.
Nobody's reached out for comments. I've got so many questions. 800-990-3776. Jamie in Orlando chimes in. It's officially second place Brad's 9-year anniversary of when he lost Super Bowl 50.
That's why he's on vacation.
Happy anniversary, Brad.
That's why he went on vacation.
So
huh?
Even when Brad's not here, I didn't take a shot today. KBN Nation took a shot today.
I mean, no, it's a bad day for our boy Bradley Nortman, but at least he made it there. I'd rather be second place than no place.
Yeah, there's no doubt about he's proud of
him. Can we get back to the Brust bomb that was laid on us last night?
What do you want from me, Stroph? I'm a reporter. I can't give my sources.
All right, so first off, let's acknowledge one thing about your background. You're not a journalist.
No.
You did not go to journalism school.
Absolutely not.
The number one rule in journalism 101 is make sure you have at least two sources.
Is that like they teach you that in school?
Ben, that is like an operating rule.
No, but I'm genuinely
Ben,
curious.
Ben, please tell me you have more than one source.
Yes.
More than two?
Yes.
More than three?
Probably.
Oh, probably. Uh-oh. This is unraveling in front of our eyes.
What do you mean it's unraveling?
I don't know. I don't know where the lies start and end with you. So are you sure you have
Pittsburgh
two sources?
Pittsburgh NFL Nation reporter tweeted that the Pittsburgh Steelers will be heading to Dublin.
Mm. Right, but we've known that for months.
Yeah, well, I know.
But you are confirming two things. Number one, it is against the Packers.
Correct.
And number two, it is happening September 28th.
September 28th, folks.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's the biggest thing.
So how, like,
when I went with this news, with my hard-hitting journalism, with my 80 sources that I had, I wanted to make sure I did my due diligence. And I did my due diligence on this one. Trust me.
Trust me, bro. Trust me. Well, we shouldn't have because, well, as we know, Ben was wrong. Exactly 3 months later, May 6th of 2025, it was reported it would be Steelers-Vikings in Dublin, not Packers and Steelers. Ben's reaction and retirement from Big J journalism 3 months later.
Well, I was right. The Steelers will be playing in Dublin on May. We're in May 5th. The Steelers will be playing in Dublin on September 28th.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Big
you got
J
the day right.
Yeah.
I'd also like to take this moment to officially retire from journalism.
Oh, wow.
But wait, the whole report wasn't accurate, right?
Hold on. This is a form of journalism. It's called broadcast journalism.
I'm on journalism right now?
Yes, this is.
I'm a journalist.
This is a form of journalism. You're a personality, but it's still journalism.
Ain't no journalism.
Oh, yeah, we tell facts.
You don't. You just lied about watching the rookies.
You consider yourself a professional journalist?
Oh, I'm a big professional journalist. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can break
stories.
So you stories,
and Jason Wilde, same?
We're a little different.
Rob Dabowski.
Our styles are different. I'm more broadcast. They're written as well. They cover the team. Yeah, I'm a little bit different.
So it's just gray area between the avenue by which you're conducting journalism.
Yeah, I get some inside information, but I'm not a breaking news
So
journalist.
That means everyone who calls in is a journalist.
No, they're very different. I went to school for this. I don't know about y'all. Stroke, do we not?
You want to be in the same sentence as
this
guy?
I don't know if I want to get pulled into this.
Oh, Stroke,
I think I'll pass on this one.
The Steelers are playing in Dublin on September 28th.
According to reports, yeah.
According to reports.
But
yeah, playing who?
I don't know. There's some new reports out there about who the Steelers are playing. Strofe, do you know this?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with the report. So Andrew Filippone, who is a radio host, longtime radio host in Pittsburgh on 93.7 The Fan.
No one cares.
Tweeted this morning. I feel like it's important context to what I'm about to read, Kyle.
You see, he's a guy in Pittsburgh.
Filippone.
He tweets. Filippone tweets. Source. The Steelers will host the Vikings in Ireland on September 28th, not the Packers, contrary to popular belief.
Ooh, now, that was a shot at Benny Bruss.
Whoa, whoa.
Wasn't it?
Whoa.
Contrary.
I was in the contrary belief. The contrary belief was out there before I tweeted the date in which the Steelers would be playing the Packers.
All right, well, why don't we reflect for a moment, shall we?
Let's reflect.
All right, back on February 6th, at Ben Bruss tweets. I am hearing from sources the Packers will play the Steelers on September 28th at Croke Park in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Do you still consider your report accurate?
Yeah, you said
that's
had sources.
That's a pretty big difference.
Did your sources say Packers or did your sources say date? That's what
if,
I need to
What if a group of Packer fans have booked their tickets non-refundable to Ireland?
Now they're stuck.
I can confirm it's happened.
Now they're stuck seeing the Vikings.
Well, I am not someone who said book your tickets.
Little J journalist over here talking.
It was big little J.
No, you little now.
I thought you were team.
I was, but then the tweet kind of recycled my mind. You did say the Packers will play. You could have just said date.
I am hearing from sources. He didn't lead with what he said was the big thing he was breaking. He said the big thing he was breaking was the date. Now, in journalism school, they teach you leads, right? How to write the lead. He wrote, and I quote, I am hearing from sources the Packers will play the Steelers on September 28th.
So if you were to rewrite my tweet with your journalistic mind, how would you have done it? Knowing that really I had the date figured out mostly than the teams.
Breaking, the Steelers will host a home game at Croke Park in Dublin, Ireland on September 28th.
Many have been...
Many have speculated the Packers will be their opponent. Yeah.
Damn!
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you help me?
Didn't call me.
Yeah, you didn't call the journalist dudes. Wait, journalists.
You called your best buddy, Greg Scalzo, and he said, yep, go ahead.
You said that with conviction without ever having confirmation that the Packers were the team?
Well, from my... So, if I'll be honest, I had a couple of sources.
They suck.
One I can say was boots on the ground in Ireland.
Boots on the ground in Ireland.
NFL has hired somebody in Ireland?
No, don't you worry about
that. This is getting crazier by the minute.
He's scratching himself.
I let him know. I was like, hey, thanks for the report. It's Vikings, not Packers. He just goes, bleep, comma, sorry.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Wow.
That was
this is boots
source.
On the ground in Ireland? That's
this
the Ireland
boots
guy?
On the ground, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Did you vet your source?
Yo, yeah, no, I know him well.
We've talked about these sources for months now. Since February 6th, we've said, Ben, you don't even have sources.
I do. He's boots on the ground. And then another source, I can't give up that source.
Just a dude you met in a pub in Ireland doesn't make him a source.
He's not, yeah. I've never been to Ireland.
Has he?
Yes, he's, yes, he was, I can't give up my information.
No, you can give up information because it's no longer good information. He's not a good source.
I thought you only had one source. That was the whole deal.
No. Then I have a second source that I can't give up.
What do you mean? They're not sources. They failed you.
No.
They told you the date, but they also said the Packers. Did they not?
Kind of.
You can give up bad sources so people know. So people know not to believe these people. Just like they can't believe Little J. Benny Bruss.
Like I said, I am retiring from scoop journalism. How about that?
Failed.
So your first and last scoop was a failure.
Yeah. Yes.
Plenty more where that came from. More of the best of KBN in 2025 coming up right after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The best of Kyle Bruston-Ortman 2025 on ESPN Wisconsin. Alex Strope with you. Happy holidays to you and yours. Hope you are having a wonderful holiday season. I referenced earlier how I love laughing on this show, but I have to acknowledge, oftentimes it's at my own expense. A couple of months ago, I got a haircut, and well, it was received as the world's worst haircut. A distraction in the office to the point where general manager Greg Scalzo had to interrupt the show to tell me to fix my damn hair. The world's worst haircut on the best of KBN.
Strofe, I think the boss has something to address with you. Alex Strofe.
Strofe, you want to switch seats for me real quick?
Actually, yes, Strofe.
Here, you come here.
Yeah, we need you.
We need to talk to you in person in
this room.
Because remember, you was acting. You was acting a little bit of a fool. So, I guess
so
Greg
joining
talk
us
to you.
In the
Wait,
room,
he's acting like a fool. What
is
happened?
Market manager Greg Scalzo. This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Please get to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Don't worry, Strofe. You can take your time getting the camera set up. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line where Liz is more. And again, I implore you to go to YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
This must be a big deal.
Can I get a tease on the Hear Brad out? Just one
word
tease.
You don't do that. All right. You got to tune in.
Well, I don't know. A tease might help people tune in.
Greg,
you're not going to want to miss it.
All right.
Alex Strofe has now joined us in the Gruber Lofts as one call That's All Studios. And a great philosopher
you're deaf.
Once told me that one of the most important traits in human existence is self-awareness.
Yeah. That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Do you have anything going on in your life that might need to be addressed?
Look at those eyes.
I mean,
they look
beaming.
Good with the blue sweatshirt, right?
They do, actually. It's a nice hoodie that you wore today. Well done.
Thank you. Do I have anything going on that I need to address?
About self-awareness.
I'm uncertain what we're referring to now.
I had 10 people come up to me.
10?
To tell me that I needed to be the one to tell you something. Greg, has anything happened for you today?
Yeah, I want to more address the team. I made sure that the KBN right now is playing over the loudspeaker here at the Good Karma Brands Milwaukee offices.
What did I do?
But yes, I'm a part of about 7 different group chats right now that are discussing Alex Strofe. And I feel like you want to break the news to him. And then I want to address our team at large.
What the hell happened to your hair?
What do you mean? I got a haircut.
Yeah, the front is fine, but you look like Lloyd Christmas in the back.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Strofe, I need you to turn around and show everybody.
Oh, is it bad?
Turn around.
I can't see the back of
right, No, right there. Just stay still. Oh, my God. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
Right. Did I get shredded?
You got absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
So, okay, so here's the situation, guys.
Go ahead. Let him know, Strofe.
Okay, so I have been seeing, since I moved to Milwaukee, my normal haircut lady. I'll keep her name anonymous. She's in prison right now. As far as I'm aware, she's been
forgiving you.
You should go do a visit and get your hair cut there.
Oh no,
that's how bad it
is. And nobody told me.
Well, so I want to address the team who's listening right now. That we like, you got to stop texting me and making fun of Alex Strofe and talking behind his
back.
Yeah,
that's really rude.
And it's been happening consistently throughout the day. We're like, it's like out of a movie where like you walk by and people are like pointing and snickering and talking to each other and texting one another. And I boycotted this show. I'm breaking the boycott because like that's not who we are as a team.
Yeah,
we support one another.
Yeah.
We don't make fun of each other for appearances, even when the haircut is as bad as what Alex Strofe
received. Was it worse than mine?
From a couple months ago?
From Scalzo and Brust when I had like the halfway through my head cut.
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and like it is.
And so I know what you're feeling.
So hold on. I want to continue
as a team
so,
for us to be. You know, I know it's honest because it is that bad, but it's just what we do.
It's a distraction.
I saw an older woman yesterday. It was the first time she's cut my hair. Her fingers smelled like cigarettes, which to me usually is a sign of I can trust this person.
Yeah, but I'd worry more about the cataracts that she clearly had because she couldn't see what she did to the back of your head.
I'm amazed she let you get off the chair.
I should have noticed this, but I was tired. It was the end of the day. I got my hair cut after work yesterday, and I probably should have known something was wrong when she didn't put a mirror to the back of my head.
Ah.
And typically they do the mirror thing. They show you the back of your head. And she didn't do that. And she said, how's it look? And I said, well, from what I can see, it looks good. It's the back of my head, which obviously
it's
I do not advise.
The front doesn't look great to begin with either.
No, it's not.
It's different than my normal woman would do. And I showed Kyle this morning.
Even the side, like there's just.
So what do I do? My girlfriend's sister gets married on Saturday.
Oh no!
That's why you have to get another haircut.
Yes.
Can they fix that?
Kyle, you're a culprit because you told me that you didn't have the heart to tell him. Noticed.
So he walked in this morning. I was working in a production room when I got here about, I don't know, what was that, around 9:30. And Kyle said, oh, look at you with your haircut. Not as good as your other lady, but it looks good.
I said that, and then as we were having a conversation, I started asking you questions about, like, well, yeah, so how did you, like, what's going on with your lady, and who is this new lady? What did I tell you when you told me about this lady who smokes cigarettes? I said what?
You did make comments about her eyes.
I had the shaking hair. I said, I don't know. She's been cutting hair for 38 years, you told me. That's a shaking hair.
38 years?
Yeah,
that puts her well into her 60s.
Yeah, and so I was looking at your head, Strofe, when I was walking out, and I said,
I
can't tell him.
Now that we've gotten to the ambush, we need to fix the problem. My girlfriend is out of town. She's on an airplane now.
So
she gets home tonight.
That's why she didn't tell you.
She hasn't seen it
yet.
No
accountability
partner.
I
pick her up from the airport about 7 o'clock tonight. What the hell do we do? Do we call somebody to come give me a haircut while I produce the show? Do I go get a haircut during the show?
If you're part of our sales team right now, this is a great opportunity to call and to talk to some of the barbers.
I'm
the
actually
salon
incredibly
folks.
Disappointed in everybody, including you, Greg.
So can I
this is an ambush rather than pulling me aside and saying, "Buddy, go get this fixed before you go on a camera to the most wildly popular afternoon radio show in the state of Wisconsin."
Well, no, that's also why we didn't tell you.
I mean, I wanted to address the team because the jokes were really funny, but behind your back,
what
like
the best
gifts.
One?
I don't even feel comfortable sharing it on the air right now. But I don't think that it was the appropriate move for the team to do. Somebody should have grabbed you and told you. It should have been addressed directly. And that's why I wanted to get involved here.
I thought I was getting fired. I'm not going to lie to you.
A public firing?
I watched Greg walk into the world.
That is how this ends, by the way. But not today.
I'd also like to point out, Strofe, that I think you need to... because I was going to say something, but then I realized I couldn't do that for the betterment of the show.
Yeah,
but the fact that your friends closest to you came to me today in the office dead serious and said, there's about four, five, six of us that think that you should be the one to deliver the news about your haircut, that to me tells me that you need better friends that tell you when something is wrong.
I'm not your friend, so don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I actually...
Like one side's got the thing coming down here, the other side doesn't.
I give credit to those people.
Why?
Because you're the right person to break this to me.
No.
If there's anybody that knows horrible haircuts, it's you.
You'd prefer Ben to break this to you as opposed to someone that's going to give it maybe a little more delicately?
He is the person that I know that has had the worst haircuts consistently. So he's like an excellent subject matter.
I understand that.
Which you also got a haircut recently, I think.
Yeah, anyway, you can try and make it about me right now, but that bad hat is going to live forever.
I need a recommendation. I gave that woman a $10 tip.
Oh my gosh, she stole.
I would go back there
and say, use that $10 towards the back of my
head. Too late. She bought her new pack of Marlboros or whatever cigarette.
I think that no matter what, like if you go into anywhere that cuts hair and you just are like, look at me, can you fix this? They're not even going to charge you. That's going to be like a charity situation where it'll be like, we're doing this out of the goodness of our heart.
I still can't see my hair.
Yeah, until this segment ends, you can't go.
Do we have a mirror that I can like use?
So it was Madison Hayes 24.
You can go back to me.
I know.
Go back on the YouTube stream.
You guys have to have a relationship where you can be honest
Talk
with each other.
Talk to her about that.
No,
not
you
me.
Need to. I'm not.
Oh my goodness, kids, calm down.
This is the problem.
Yeah, you gotta really figure it out.
I'm not the one.
Here, hold
who
on.
Didn't say you have a bad haircut. Yes, you're right. This is an indication of how poor my friends are.
Yes.
We're here. There you go. This is one of the group texts I got with a picture.
Somebody took a picture. I can't.
Multiple YouTube. People took a picture.
Can I turn the brightness up on this?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
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 It's like that uneven. Pretty bad too.
It's not good.
It's like literally a 90s bowl cut type situation where there's a bowl and a ledge.
Yeah,
yep. This is bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Can you give
it's bad, brother.
It's so bad that even just pulling you aside is not enough.
Public humiliation is the right?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
How do you feel now that you see what is on your head?
Well,
currently?
A little pissed off, a little humiliated, and more pissed off. There's multiple levels of anger happening here. Let me break it down to you. The number one level of anger is... People saw this before I came into work today, right? Like the people you just talked to. I came back to the office last night. Everybody was gone except Madison Hayes 24. She saw the haircut.
She sat
fresh,
on that for a
fresh
long
after
time.
The haircut, right? And then I got a cocktail after work after I finished my work last night. I met another friend out who had a great haircut, by the way, who probably was a part of this mission that you mentioned, who also works here. So there's a level of people didn't tell me this ahead of time. The secondary level is when I get a haircut, typically I don't have events coming up, things I need to look good for, pictures I'm going to be in, say. I have a wedding in 3 days I'm attending. That is my girlfriend, one of her two sisters.
Hopefully I don't take a picture of the back of the head.
This is that. Lloyd Christmas, by the way.
I understand the reference.
You did
believe
it
or
first.
Not. Yes, I did. I've seen that movie.
I've seen
Dumb and Dumber.
You literally said, I don't know who Lloyd Crisp is.
Yeah, he
Chris
said that at the beginning of the segment. You said, I don't know
I think
who that
you were
is.
So
I think I was just so flustered. I don't remember
operating.
What to say. I legitimately thought I was getting fired. Strofe, this is better than that.
He's doing the thing now where now he's seeing the picture and he's talking at a frantic
Strofe,
pace.
Are you going to contact this lady and say, hey, you
no,
messed
I'm
me
never
no, you don't go back
you
to the lady.
You need to give a one-star review.
No, you need to ask for a refund.
No, you don't. You never go back to that place ever again.
Yeah,
that place is done for you.
Until my woman's out of jail, then I'm never
How long is she in jail
You need
for?
To send this woman to jail.
So, Kyle, was that you or was that Will Summers, our
well,
teammate?
It was me. You went through the count.
Yeah, so
that's how bad
I went to the website.
Was. I need to see. When's she coming back, Strofe?
I said, yeah, when's she coming back, I wonder. She has no dates available through the month of April, which is as far as you can go.
Oh, wow. I just think that you just find a
Cutting
new place to get your haircut.
I miss my haircut, lady. End of story. More of the best of Kyle Bruston-Ortman on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app coming up. The best of KBN 2025 rolls on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Alex Strofe with you. The more you work with somebody, the more you learn about them. And the more you learn about what they don't know. Brad Nortman is a wonderful human being, one of the all-time good guys. But he hasn't lived through a ton of adversity, admittedly so. He was a star athlete in high school. He was a star athlete in college. He was a professional athlete drafted into the NFL at 22 years old. So the idea of a struggle meal was brand new to him months ago on KBN. And ramen noodles was something he'd never heard of. Take a listen.
What was your go-to, like...
Struggle meal?
What?
Struggle meal?
Yeah. Struggle meal. Never heard that before.
Bro, what are you saying?
Are you kidding me?
I've never heard that phrase before. Your struggle meal?
We have lived different lives.
The estate guy.
Well, hold on, but think about it for a moment. This is a guy who's getting a stipend, didn't have to pay college tuition, and then immediately was making what was your rookie salary? Probably $1 million.
$400.
Oh, that's it.
It was 2012. It's a well off area.
Yeah, it's 2012.
Well, I'm thinking on his own as an adult, right?
Yes,
like,
yes. Yeah,
like
yeah,
we've
yeah.
all had moments, including you, Ben, when yes. you were in Lithuania, right? We're like, we're not making a lot of money. So, what was my go to struggle meal? Well, ramen. Yeah. I would eat like 2 packets of ramen, and I bought seasonings to like spice it up. I'd cut up hard boiled egg and like.
What does ramen cost?
It's 10 cents.
It, 10 cents?
It's a little bit more than that, but yeah.
For a meal?
You can get a 12-pack for like $5.
You're too healthy.
I've never had ramen noodles, ever.
My mama made us ramen.
I don't even know.
This isn't judgmental when I say dude. It's just like, it's unbelievable how different lives we've lived.
Ramen noodles are just fun. It's not like a, you know.
They actually don't taste bad.
I mean,
they're bad for you.
Yeah, they're very bad for you.
Very processed or what?
It's just.
What is ramen?
It's just salt.
It's a noodles and then a pack of chicken. I had to chicken.
Is it filling?
A
lot of sodium.
I would say so. It's very delicious. I feel like it's a rite of passage for most children. You ain't got to be broke to have it. It doesn't need to be a struggle meal. It's just like, hey, yeah, go make your own food on the stove.
So ramen, it's like a poke bowl?
No, it's...
No.
Brad,
no,
actually, if you...
It's
if
just
you,
noodles with a pouch of seasoning.
Yeah, if you saw the ramen...
So you're not really hitting many food groups.
No.
And
if you saw the ramen noodles before you put them in water, you would be like, what is this?
Oh, that's right.
This is not food.
I want to go to the local store right there and just get a ramen noodle
make ramen.
Just to undo the package to see what the...
But his reaction would be unique.
Very. Yeah. So now you get to take a look at the ingredients, and then you get to open it to see what we put in a bowl with water to heat up to get by on a struggle meal.
See, I don't even know, like, how are the hard noodles shaped?
What do you think they're shaped like?
Yeah, what do you think they're shaped like?
I envision the clamshell.
The clamshell?
Shells. A shell noodle. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. So you think it's a whole bunch of shell noodles
like
inside the bag?
Yeah, because that way it can like scoop up some of the stuff that you put in it.
You have got to be joking.
Is that right?
This is a bit.
No.
You're doing a bit.
No.
This is a good bit.
Brad,
good job, man. Great bit.
Okay.
He's never been poor.
I mean,
he didn't know what a struggle meal
bow tie? Was. Is it bow tie shaped? I'm not kidding.
You're going to ask, how in the hell do people put this into their body when you're done looking at this? Touching it?
I am now on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, and for the listening audience, tossing over the ramen noodle package to one Brad Norton.
Okay, here I go.
All right, Brad.
It feels like a Rice Krispie. It does, doesn't it? This feels like I'm holding a big Rice Krispie. It's so firm. Every other noodle I've ever had is like, you know, it feels like a bag of noodles. Why is it so firm?
Because it's 99 cents.
Yeah, 99 cents. That's the best you can do. What's in there?
What's the first thing that stands out?
You've been looking at it for 2 seconds.
Yeah, he looked down and he goes, mm-mm.
Enriched wheat flour. And then it says what's in enriched of. Bad stuff. Chemicals. Vegetable oil, number two.
Not vegetable oil.
Could it be what? All of these are bad for you. Canola, cottonseed, and palm oil. And then the third ingredient is literally just TBHQ.
What is that?
It's a chemical. It's not naturally occurring. None of this is naturally occurring. I'm not sure I've ever seen sodium with a comma. 1,520 milligrams of sodium. That is disturbing. And I like, okay, this is how I know I'm vindicated by this. So most time when you
vindicated.
Feel a bag of noodles, you're like, yeah, it's a bag of noodles. They're all separated. It even says half of a noodle block is a serving size. They call it a noodle block.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do now? Do I open it?
Open it, yeah.
Open it.
And then you got
to. I can't leave put this in your body. You couldn't pay me to put this in your body.
I knew it.
this is a joke, right?
No, Brad.
This is how people get by.
This looks like a brain. This looks like the squigglies of a brain.
Take it out.
You eat this?
Yes.
You put it in water, and the noodles heat up. They break
expand off,
and then
it smells like cardboard.
Well, it tastes delicious. That's why you get the chicken flavor.
Why is the noodle thing folded over? It's not two separate noodles. It's like a folded over. It's falling apart on me.
It's 99 cents.
This cannot be satisfying. This cannot be enjoyable.
Now, slow down. It was very satisfying.
You couldn't.
Brad, there's millions of Americans eating
this
right
now. You have to try it tomorrow now.
Yeah. Oh, you have to.
We're
going to
have ramen noodle day tomorrow.
Brad, just a little bit of noodle. Get the chicken flavor packet. Get the packet. You got to get the packet out.
I hope the packet has ingredients. Did you get the packet?
Yeah, that's the flavor right there. Yeah.
It just says chicken flavor. What does that mean?
What you mean?
Chicken
do you mean?
Flavor?
Do you know what chicken tastes like?
Yeah, but how do you make that in a flavor powder?
I don't know. You got to ask them.
Yeah.
Ask ramen.
What we mix it with to make it taste good.
It tastes delicious. This is like
looking at a periodic table of ingredients. Oh. You can't pronounce any of these things. No vitamins, no minerals, completely outsized carbs.
Any protein?
There is 8 grams of protein
in
the entire block. The entire block. I don't even know what to make of this. I have literally never seen this before.
You don't have to know what to make of it. You just make it.
Yeah. Yeah, it smells good, don't it?
Mix it up a lot.
Flip it around.
Is it?
She made it very soft.
The closest thing I've had to this is like putting bone broth into like these really like high quality noodles.
Bone
broth is not cheap.
Come on, give it a
good bite. Blowing it now.
There's only. Oh my, this does not smell good. It's quite hot. How long did you put in there for?
Now you're being booed.
Do I need to do like a spin?
Yeah,
like
spin to get spin? It. Get that juice on there.
All right. Dip it. Kind of saturate the noodles.
Go ahead.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2,
He's
one.
Counting down to eat ramen.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No,
it ain't
It's so much sodium.
But it's so
I can
much
feel
good.
The salt on my tongue.
That ain't nothing wrong with a little salt, Brad. See, Brad don't use spices, right?
I will say. The chicken flavor
I told you.
Is better than I anticipated.
You look at that silver aluminum package, and it looks like it's a biohazard.
I was like, the aftertaste is not great.
Oh, come on.
As it lingers now,
Yeah,
I'm going to do one more big bite. One more big bite, and this is up for whoever. Yeah, the chicken flavor's not bad.
I tried
it. Pretty shocking.
Look, it's getting better by the second. His mouth's just got to get used to all the sodium.
He's going
to
want it
back. A lot of sodium, boys.
Flip it up.
Bring that back here. Bring that back. Some of the best part is slurping up those noodles.
If you were poor, not even poor, struggling.
Yeah.
Trying to get
by. It's sustenance. It's the best way I can put it. It's just there that you just got to consume to fill the belly. The chicken flavor better than I had very low expectations. Very low expectations. Actually, not so bad.
Go ahead, get another bite. You want another bite?
Look at him. He's going back for
more. It's almost dinner time, right?
Yeah. Go ahead,
I will say, I can't believe this was a brick 5 minutes ago. that's pretty
it's
crazy.
It's magic.
Maddie Hayes, really good job actually making this. It was worth the time. One more big bite.
Look, he won't it. You ain't half the bowl. Go ahead, slurp some of that juice up.
I will say, like, it's very, like, it just sort of, like, wiggles its way down.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You don't even need to chew it.
Once it's in the esophagus, it starts growing things. It becomes a human being.
It just wiggles its way down. Okay. I mean, shoot. You know what? I stand here. I'm going to apologize.
Yeah!
I'm going to apologize for disparaging my brain. This actually
is going
bad.
For fourth.
Maybe the salt is going to my brain. But this isn't half bad. Remember on this show, I tried the gummy clusters and the 25 milligrams
of
juice sugar water.
Yeah.
That was rather scarring. This ain't half bad.
Told you.
This ain't half bad.
Try to tell you.
I could get along with this. Uh-huh. I could sit down and have a meal with you.
Listen, he was talking about giving you your
go bankrupt. You know what you're getting into.
Uh-huh.
It won't be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get some ramen noodles, it won't be so bad. I don't know about the chicken or the shrimp flavor, but this chicken flavor, I'm rather satisfied.
Dude is chowing down.
It's salty.
It's
salty.
Dude, how hungry are you?
I'm pretty hungry.
I can tell.
I'm pretty hungry. The bar at 3:30 is not.
What tastes better, the bar or the ramen noodles?
What's crazy is that the protein bar is probably 3.5 times the price of this bowl of noodles.
Yep, and look at that.
It's a $350 bar. This is a $1 bowl of noodles.
Homer, you ever had ramen noodles before?
Yes, I've been that poor.
Homer, this is my first time.
I was betting on what?
He never had ramen
noodles.
This is
my first time having ramen noodles. I've never had it. I didn't know what the package looked like.
Because you've never been poor? Oh, that's right. You were. You are taking
it's pretty good.
No, you were a hotshot college athlete. You don't
hot
know.
Hotshot.
And you didn't have a gambling problem.
That was a shot at you, buddy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And there you have it. KBN being the educational program it is, teaching the rich what ramen noodles are. More of the best of Kyle Bruston-Ortman in 2025 coming up after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. The best of Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN, in 2025 here on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Well, we just heard Brad Nortman discover what ramen noodles are, so why don't we let him try his hand at fixing the world's problems? He does that every Wednesday at 3:15 p.m. Might be the worst segment on the show, in my opinion. Also might be the funniest segment on the show. It's Hear Brad Out on the best of KBN.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
All right, guys.
The Founders game last year was the closest you've been to something that we could all jump on board for. So let's see what you got this week.
Yeah, Founders game was last week. Thank you very much. It feels good to be on a heater right now. This one's going to be a heater as well. Guys, you know what I can't stand at a restaurant? I'm trying to get the the attention of the server. And you're like, ma'am, sir, can you please over here? I got something. I can't stand it. You can never do it. You can never communicate clearly to get the
table.
Well,
you have
table.
No backbone. You probably say, ma'am,
sir, please, I need some help over here. You got the hand in the air. You do like the whole like pointing down from like Dumb and Dumber. It's an antiquated system. We need an update for it. So I bring to you in a restaurant environment, the server light. That's right, the server light. Just like when you're on an airplane, you need to go, bing, I need the flight attendant, please. I need attention. That is the easiest, most effective way to communicate that you have a need. And then that gives the flight attendant an opportunity to serve you that need. Efficient, non-confrontational, ready to roll. I suggest the same thing. I suggest the same
Ain't
thing.
Ain't nobody working in the restaurant industry with a service light.
No, they're gonna be thankful that these service lights happen because it's going to communicate what your needs are. It's going to flow efficiently and easily. And of course, I went through and I went in a detailed way, described what all the service lights are going to be.
Oh, God. We got different colors.
Different colors.
I feel like this is a retread.
Different needs.
Yeah, he's
different
recycling the lights with different ideas.
This is a brand new idea. Don't call this the car mood lighting. Car mood lighting is the only thing that's even similar to this.
Move on from car mood lighting.
Okay, here we go. No light, of course, means we're all good here. We don't need you. You know what? You know, we are all good here.
Really?
If you want to check in, good to go.
Thanks for that one. How do you explain tag?
Thanks for spelling that out.
Orange.
How do you explain tag?
If it's orange, you know, the little bing in the middle, orange. Hey, you know, we sat down. We need a menu. We need a menu. We need our server to show up. Orange is, hey, we haven't had a server come to our table. We need that introduction.
You've got to be kidding me with this.
Let him finish.
We need that initial introduction. Blue, we need a water refill. We need a water refill. We need a drink.
How'd you land on blue for that one, Brad?
It's all very logical. That's what makes this so great. Because how many times do you have an empty water glass or you finished your carbless and you need a new one? Blue is I need water. I need a drink. Brown, we need more bread. Bread or chips.
I'm at the restroom. Don't clean my table.
Brown is you need more bread or you need more chips if you're at like a Mexican place. Because again, you finish the bread.
You don't believe in any of this.
No, I do. What's funny is Strope's behind the glass, just laughing away. I need to look toward you guys.
Bro, I'm like Strope right now. This is getting insane.
Okay.
Let him
finish.
It's
like the color of the rainbow.
Okay.
Let him finish.
I'm gonna keep on going. Purple is we're ready to order. We're ready to order. We've made our decisions. We're ready to roll.
Wouldn't that be green?
I'm gonna get to green.
Okay.
I'm gonna get to green.
I'm sorry.
Hey, let him finish.
Gray.
Gray
is
what the hell's a gray light?
I just have a quick question.
You're crying because you know this is bad.
I am, no.
I have a quick question.
A quick
this
question.
Is your, this no, is your
gray is not very like urgent, right? It's like when you have time, I have a quick question.
Wouldn't that be yellow right? Caution?
No, I'm gonna get to yellow.
I'm gonna get to yellow. Can I get this burrito without the pinto beans?
Yeah, it's just it's something that's not urgent. But I have a question. I have a quick request.
Oh my god.
Yellow is caution. Privacy, do not interrupt. I'm going to stop you right there. We are having a conversation.
Is that the breakup light?
It's like it's breakup light, or it's a serious conversation.
D&D,
yellow.
Do not disturb.
This is like holding like the privacy
maybe that should be
thing
red
on your hotel room.
Maybe that should be red.
No,
right?
Red is ASAP. I have a food issue. ASAP food issue. Because that's what you go. Because if you get it served cold,
sounds like
Kyle,
a bad rapper.
You get it served cold, Kyle, and you need you can't have 20 minutes later that the server comes over. I got a food issue. I need it solved right now. So yellow is like privacy on the hotel room where it's like we got something going on here. Do not come in.
Oh wow.
Red is I need a food issue ASAP, and green is check please.
Time
money
to go.
Money. I need the check. So to review, because I was so rudely interrupted.
Dude, how are the servers and every person in the world supposed to memorize these?
So this will be, it'll be like in the middle of the table, and this will be spelled out for you. So all you gotta do is click it. The service will put this to memory, of course, because they're professionals. No light means we're all good here. Orange means
here's $7 an hour plus tips. Memorize this playbook.
They'll help because then they're gonna show up already with bread. Their tips will be greater because their service will be greater. When you hit the brown bread light,
which
gonna,
light stops this idea?
They're gonna swing through with bread and say, "Man, that was so efficient, so good. You just earned more tips." No light means we're all good here. Orange means we need a menu or someone come over and please give us the initial introduction. Blue.
Wait, so is this only at seat yourself restaurants?
No, but you all sometimes you get sat down by the hostess.
The hostess brings you menus every time.
Yeah, but oftentimes
you
it could be 10 minutes
like
before a waiter
it sounds
comes
like the service you've had sucks. This was inspired.
This was inspired
by the fact that you have an estate and a butler.
Blue is I need a drink or water refill. Brown needs I need more bread or chips. Purple is, hey, we're ready to order. Gray, a non-urgent quick question. Yellow is caution, privacy, do not interrupt. We're in the middle of something. Red is ASAP, I have a food issue. And green is check, please.
Brilliant. Brilliant, my friend. This is brilliant. I don't know why they're making fun of this.
You don't believe this.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yes,
you know what
Kyle.
I mean? Oh, this will stop so many issues. And you're right, Brad. If all I had to do, because I have issues sometimes. So if
sometimes
I just press a button, right, because I've gone out to eat, and if the bread runs out at the table and I want warm bread, you know what I do? I got to sit there. I got to wait. Where is my waiter and waitress? And I get irritated. So by the time they come to the table, I'm thinking, where the hell you at? And I want my bread. And then they go leave. Guess what? They forget, or it takes a while to come back. I just had some bad customer service where if I would have had the button, he would have known, oh, he wants water. Oh, he wants bread. Oh, you gave Kyle the wrong sandwich, and so I need to fix this. It's urgent. I need to run there. Brad, this is brilliant. This is brilliant, my friend. And every restaurant needs to make this the foundation. It needs to be implemented everywhere. Everywhere. It would make people so much more happy if they had all they had to do was press a button.
Nortman is such a snob. It's getting ridiculous.
No.
That's from Jalen.
No, the gray is brilliant too because
the gray light.
It's got a little something.
You
know, I got a little something.
You know,
but
the
no
gray
rush.
Light you see everywhere? The gray light.
A gray light.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that means.
And Brett, yeah, nice little gray
light. And what they should have is they should have it.
That could just be a white light.
Bravo.
No, every table has a little light system so then the servers see it and they know what table to go to and they know whether it's urgent and what needs to be done. Imagine how great it would be if they already came out with a fresh drink. Hey, here you go. It looks like you wanted a drink and I got you. Brad, this was your best yet. Best yet. Oh my gosh. Yellow, do not disturb. I'm dumping this broad right now, okay? This ain't the time. Brilliant.
As a career restaurant manager, this is not terrible.
Okay.
Mike and Waukesha.
Chips.
Okay.
Think about I want my chips and salsa.
Think about that. It'd be
I think the flaw that we have here is could you imagine at a busy restaurant the amount of times people would be pressing the light?
Oh, I'd have a seizure.
And also, who cares? There's a lot of colorblind people in this world that are going to struggle with
Put them with glasses on their face. Well, we got it. And some glasses
to
help with that.
I can't facilitate to all the colorblind
I
people.
Say,
I'm sorry.
Bravo. This is the hardest I've laughed during Hear Brad Out since,
it's so bad.
Since the Universal Handshake.
Brad, listen to him.
which was another horrible idea.
It was a great idea. I stand by Universal Handshake.
This is hilarious.
The restaurant industry person said this is a good idea.
That's an expert. That's an expert in their field.
No, he said this is not bad.
He said, this isn't terrible.
That's pretty good.
He said that's something. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
This is your best. This needs to be implemented. I'm so serious.
Yes,
this needs
Kyle.
To be the gold standard of the industry.
I'm not wasting any more time.
And I'm not wasting any more time on it either, Benny. Good call by you. It's the best of KBN, Kyle Bruston-Nortman, here on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Alex Strofe with you. An hour of memories in the books. We've still got 2 hours to go in this best of special as we approach the end of the calendar year. Of course, we have to revisit some of the best interviews and conversations had this year, some of the best drama and idiotic moments. And coming up next, of course, the signature segment. Every week, Tuesday at 3 o'clock, it's Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Coming up next on the best of KBN, right here on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.